We are at the Everest of Paul's thoughts, my friend, here in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, the very pinnacle of his great message of the gospel. And when we understand it, we shall position ourselves in an understanding and a faith life that will give us such liberty and freedom. So let's stay close to this passage. This is Colin Cook here, and How It Happens. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to a broadcast on the good news. The good news about the love of our Heavenly Father, who passionately wants to save the human race and has sent his Son to take the full burden of our sinful humanity. Now, then we train our faith in the beauty of what God has done and in the love of Christ for us. And as we do so, we find ourselves able to intercept more effectively the struggles of life and obsessive thoughts and compulsive behaviors. All right, now this is the chapter on freedom from wrath that God has now reconciled us to himself. And now Paul launches into this monumental passage. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. And, of course, he's talking about Adam, that sin entered the world through Adam. But as I mentioned yesterday, the key to this is verse 14, that Adam was a type of him who was to come. Adam passed something on to the human race, and Christ passed something on to the human race. Adam did something that had an effect upon all human beings. Christ did something that had an effect upon all human beings. More though, Adam did something and it resulted in the judgment of all human beings. Christ did something and it resulted in the judgment of all human beings. The judgment for what Adam did was death. The judgment for what Christ did was life. All human beings were condemned in Adam's sin. All human beings are justified in Christ's righteousness. What Adam did led to condemnation for the whole human race in a sin in which they had no part. What Christ did led to justification for the whole human race in a righteousness, or for a righteousness, in which they also had no part. This is what Paul is getting at here. And it's very, very clear as you read the passage. The best summary of this passage is verse 18. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. That's the summary. It's the clearest thing. However, there are problems at the beginning of this passage. It says in verse 12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. Now, wait a minute, stop right there, which Paul does, in fact. Did death spread to all men because all sinned? Well, that's what it seems to say. Which would imply, you see, that Adam sinned, and so he experienced death. And then we, by his example, or genetic flow, if you like, we all sinned, and therefore all experienced death too. In other words, the meaning would be that Adam's sin was merely that he became himself subject to death, and thereafter, because all men sinned, they also suffered the same fate. That cannot be what Paul means. Why can't it be, you say? Isn't that clearly what the passage is saying? No. It can't be what he means, because that would mean that since all men became subject to death because of the sins which they themselves committed, then logically all would enter into life because of the righteousness which they themselves had achieved. And that is not what Paul is talking about. He is saying that a judgment came upon all men because of Adam's sin, in which they had no part. And in the same way, a judgment of life and righteousness came upon all men because of a goodness and righteousness in Christ, in which they had no part. Theologians have recognized that there are two possible interpretations of this. And the one that is more consistent with what Paul's trying to say is that it was under these circumstances, under this condition, that all sinned. That is the condition of death. Now, friends, this might seem to be a little bit technical to you at the moment, and to me too. But it's important, because Paul is trying to show us that the great pain and guilt and shame that we carry is not simply ours. It is Adam's. We are living under the judgment and condemnation of Adam's sin. There are people who have very loosely interpreted this chapter, this passage in Romans, as saying, well, you see, we all experienced the consequences of Adam's sin. No, that is not what Paul is saying. He's not saying that we experienced the consequences of Adam's sin. He's saying we experienced the judgment of Adam's sin. Look at verse 18 again. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so. Well, we'll look at the even so in a minute. But do you see what it says there? Condemnation came to us for a sin that we did not commit. Paul makes this very clear when he comes to verse 13. He says, for until the law, sin was in the world, that is, from Genesis to Moses, sin was in the world, but it was not imputed, that is, it was not charged to the people of the world. Why? Because there was no law. Nevertheless, even though sin was not charged to them, they were all under the judgment of death. That's what he says in verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam. So these people, the whole world, was experiencing the judgment of death for a sin that they did not commit. Now, what's Paul's point? The point that Paul is coming to is that the world has experienced a judgment also in Christ, the judgment of innocence, of justification, in a righteousness that they did not commit. Do you see? This is just beyond our wildest imagining, that God has created a situation in which he has remitted the judgment of the world in Christ. Now you say, does that mean everybody will be saved? I'd love to believe that. Some verses hint at it. But I can't bring myself to that because there are plenty of verses that suggest the reverse, the opposite, and that there are people who will be lost and who will be destroyed in hell. But the reason for that will not be because of their sins, but because of their rejection of the mercy of God in Christ. So I bring this to you very earnestly. Look at the world's incredible evil, particularly the evil of the 20th century. I've often wondered why such evil should have been expressed in the 20th century. I think it may well have been that God was determined to show the world what it was capable of. Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, Khmer Rouge, these organizations and people killed and slaughtered more human beings than all the wars put together over the last 400 years. Did I say 400 years? The last 400 wars of the last 2,000 years, I meant. We have just passed through the most wicked century. What's the point of that? There may be many points. But this we know, that mankind would not be capable of that, I think, unless he were carrying around in him a condemnation that was greater than himself. The condemnation of Adam, in whom the whole human race exists. And so God, in his incredible mercy, my friend, brought Christ, of whom Adam is a mere type, and in his righteousness we are declared innocent. We had no part in it, just as we had no part in Adam's sin. But we have no part in Christ's righteousness, and yet we can rejoice in it. My friend, grasp this far-reaching, all-encompassing good news. It would please me no end, my friend, if you would like to share in the spreading of this message by becoming a partner of this broadcast and of the Ministry of Faith Quest Perspectives. Faith Quest Perspectives is a 35-year-old ministry. The radio broadcast is coming into its 15th year of broadcasting, every weeknight for 15 years, my friend. How about that? Praise God for that. And praise God for you, the listener, because you are the ones who kept and have been keeping this broadcast on the air year after year. Thank you so much. If you would like to become a partner, that is, someone who supports the radio broadcast financially, and the Ministry of Faith Quest, then send your check, would you, to Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. If you'd like to take care of this by credit card and have me take it off your card each month so that you don't have to worry about remembering it, then call me at 303-738-8694, 303-738-8694, and tell me whether you want me to take a one-time donation off and what amount you want me to take off your card, or if you want me to take off a certain amount each month. 303-738-8694. Thank you so much, my friend. I'll see you next time. Cheerio, and God bless.